The way for today is number 24, Emunat Chachamim, belief in the wise man. One of the first things that Rav Noach Weinberg used to teach us at Eish HaTorah in Jerusalem was how to rationally go about examining whether there is a God and whether Torah is true. He sent down four different types of convictions that lead people to accept something as true. It is crucial to get each one clear. The first type of conviction is society. Most people believe what they believe because of an accident of birth. If you were born in Iran, you will likely believe what Iranians believe. A Jew born in Mea Shearim will likely believe what his culture believes. The second type of conviction is faith, here defined as an emotional or unreasoning belief. You believe it because you want to believe it. The Islamic fundamentalist has accepted a belief different from his parents, and maybe even his society, but not because of reason. It feels good to him, so he decides he believes it and will even die for it. Society and faith are not good reasons to decide what is true. How do you know your society is the right one, or that your emotion is more true than someone else's emotion? The third type of conviction is emunah, belief. It isn't based on emotion, but it isn't based on absolute proof either. It is based on having enough evidence to decide that it is reasonable to act a certain way. For example, imagine paying with a check at Pick and Pay in the ancient days when people still paid with checks. Raymond Ackerman didn't say, "I have faith in the goodness of human beings, so I will accept everyone's check." He also couldn't say, "I know for sure that this check won't bounce." What did he do? He set standards. An ID book, does he look like a reliable person, and other standards. Based on that, he can believe that your check is likely to be good and run his business based on it. The fourth type of conviction is knowledge. It is based on so much evidence that we are sure that it can't be any other way. With regard to the existence of God and Torah being true, Judaism says to start with emunah and work toward knowledge. That is why we have programs like our discovery program to give the evidence to get us to belief and then to knowledge. But the concept of belief versus faith applies in other contexts also. This way says, believe in the wise man. In way number 10, serve the wise man, we talked about why we need to learn truth from wise men. Life is more complicated than a bridge with a greater chance of failure. We wouldn't think of building a bridge without a teacher to instruct us in engineering. We shouldn't think of making major decisions in our lives without consulting people with wisdom who can give us the benefit of their knowledge. Way number 24 tells us to take a further step in growth. When a teacher teaches us wisdom, we need to hear it and judge it. We are responsible before God for our own actions, so we can't justify our mistakes by saying that is what my teacher told me. If there is a way we can judge ourselves whether what our teacher is telling us is accurate wisdom, we need to make that effort to judge. But what if we can't know yet? What if we don't have enough knowledge to judge one way or the other? Decisions on some of the most important steps we need to take in our lives may be beyond our ability to decide with the limited knowledge that we have. For example, where should I send my kids to school? Do I totally understand the issues and long-range consequences of sending my children to one school or another? Or how should I divide my learning time to learn Torah in the most effective way? If I want to do something to help Jews, what is the help that is most needed? CSO, Hevra Kedisha, outreach? For these issues and others, the rabbis say, have belief in the wise man. Listen to what your teacher says, even if you don't totally understand it or see it for yourself. That doesn't mean to trust any teacher. Belief is based on evidence. To listen to a teacher because society says he is wise or because he seems to have mystical powers is having faith in a teacher, not belief. But if a teacher has already shown you that he has wisdom, he has taught ideas about life that you were able to implement, it makes sense to listen to him about other ideas you aren't so clear about. If a stock market analyst gave you tips on the market that worked, it would make sense to listen to his next tip. The guiding principle is the more wisdom you see that a person has, the more you need to give credence to his statements when he doesn't explain himself. You need to spend more time trying to understand what he is saying. You need to be more careful about deciding he is wrong or just didn't understand your issue. Even when you haven't previously learned from him, if a teacher comes recommended by people whose wisdom you trust, it still makes sense to take his wisdom seriously. The wise teachers recommended by all the wise men of Judaism are the sages of the Talmud, as explained by the many commentaries. A system that has successfully kept the Jewish people going for thousands of years should certainly merit some trust, even when you don't understand all its wisdom. This also applies to the top Torah scholars of our generation, the rabbis who have been accepted by the most knowledgeable Torah scholars of the Jewish people as their leaders. We take what they say with great seriousness, even when it might seem to us they are making a mistake. Only God is infallible, and all human beings can make mistakes. God still expects you to think for yourself. It is possible that based on your unique circumstances, you may understand something they don't. But have humility. Say, I don't understand why he said that, rather than he's wrong. As a tool for wisdom, believing in the wise men gives you space to consider the possibility that the wisdom you most need to know might be the wisdom that you rejected when you first heard it. By respecting the wise man, you give yourself a second chance.